Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com. Either one of those URLs will get you to the same location. It's a little bit of small business nirvana. All the different things you can do there will help you, I think, get your business going or grow it or whatever you need to do with your business to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the things we have there is a list of our Brain Trust members and evidence of their past visits. You can find all that there. And one of our outstanding Brain Trust members is our good friend Barbara Pagano, who's with us right now. And Barbara is a coach to individuals and corporations all over the world. She and her daughter, Elizabeth Pagano, travel around talking about things that are important to businesses, especially in the area of leadership. The two of them are the authors of The Transparency Edge, How Credibility Can Make or Break You in Business. And she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
I am glad to be here.
You know, I love your book, Barbara, but you know one of the things I'm really happy about having your book for?
What?
On the dust jacket on the back is a picture of you and your lovely daughter. And that's worth having this book.
I think you thought we were sisters at one time.
I did think you were sisters. That was exactly what I was about to say, Barbara.
I'm not sure Elizabeth liked that very much.
No, I'm only a little bit joking, folks, because those are great pictures, Barbara. Let's talk a little bit about how to deal with slackers. I know that's something you talk about quite a bit, Barbara. And one of the things that I said before you got here was that in small business, one of my favorite things to say is that we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And so every head that we have has to be a productive head. And we can't afford slackers.
No, we can't. And Jim, I am amazed because I can sit down with a person and have a little bit of information and turn to them and say, do you have someone who's not pulling their weight in your business? And their response is, well, yes, I do. And then my question, of course, my next question is, what are you doing about it? And the answer is nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am waiting. Well, I say, okay, come on now. What are you doing? Well, I'm hoping that it will go away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that they're going to get better. They're going to turn it around. And the bottom line is that is not going to happen.
You know why they're not doing. You know why they're doing nothing, don't you, Barbara?
Tell me.
Because they're going through in their mind the process. See, one of the things that small business owners, one of their top challenges right now is finding good people. And so they know that they go through the process in their mind, okay, first I got to go through the process of getting rid of this person. Then I got to go through the process of finding another person to replace this one. Then I've got to train that person and get them somewhat back up to speed. At least this person knows where the bathroom is. I don't have to show them that. And they know how to get to work, and they know a few things. And it's that whole intimidation process. That's one reason. The second reason is most of us are not good human developers. We're not always all that good at developing other humans. We're good at running our business, but that doesn't give us those skills. And we don't know what to do with this challenge. And I think those are two of the big reasons.
Well, let's put those aside and look what's happening in the rest of your business. Your star performers, or the ones who are pulling their weight, are not oblivious to the fact that we have a slacker in the organization and you're doing nothing about it.
And they're having to pull some of that weight, aren't they?
Not only are they having to pull that, but they're looking at their own productivity and they're looking at what you are valuing, and they're saying to themselves, why am I working so darn hard here when obviously it doesn't make any difference to my boss or mm-hmm. my business owner, because we have someone who is taking us all down a little bit and he or she is not doing anything about it.
And then they start saying, what is it that he likes about her or vice versa, or you know, what is this person have on the boss or whatever. It starts, you start getting some toxic talk out there, don't you?
You start getting into maybe we're playing favorites. They're letting him or her get away with something, and, you know, it's going to affect the morale of the entire organization. Now, once a business owner understands that, then your reasons for not dealing with it are a little diminished.
Right.
So that they really do have to step up. And you know, my thoughts are that I share is, look, do you really think this is going to go away? And the answer, of course, is no. And so then you have to ask yourself some very tough questions. And one of the first questions is this person competent? Do they have the skills to do the job that you're asking them to do? And if the answer to that is, yes, I believe they do, then we get into the development that you're talking about. But if the answer is, I don't think they do, then there's a responsibility there for you to either find another place in your organization for that person or to not have them on the bus.
How do you do this? What is the first step? Let's say that we got folks that they're sitting at your knee right now, Barbara, and they're taking all this in, and they're saying, okay, I got a person. Let's take the two scenarios. I got a person who is not pulling their weight. They're a problem, and I just can't put up with it anymore because I see that it's hurting the rest of my company, and I'm telling you right now that they're not. They are capable, but they're not doing their job. Barbara, what's the first step that I take?
The very first step is let's get real specific about what they are and are not doing. When we say they're not pulling their weight, what aren't they doing? And I don't think that you need a whole folder on documentation, but I think you need to be able to explain to another person exactly what they're doing that is not pulling their weight or not being effective in their job.
Would it be to ask them a question or two, say, you know, to meet with them separately, privately, and say, you know, how do you think you're doing? How do you feel like you're doing your job around here?
I think that's the second step. I think after you're clear in your mind about what your specifics are and what your concerns are, then you sit down with the person and say, let's have a conversation. And you have to be prepared to be very courageous and very honest at that point, because the person is not going to, by osmosis, get the message that they're not doing their job.
And you know, another thing, Barbara, as we take a break, think of this, folks, when Barbara talks about courage, think about having the courage to help this person, maybe not to wind up being successful in your company, but ultimately one day to be successful. You could be this person's best friend right at this moment and not know it. 20 after, stay with us.
As you stand by me, so dark.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little bit of the Rolling Stones for you. Jim Lassingame, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Barbara Pagano is our guest and a good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she and her lovely daughter Elizabeth are the authors of The Transparency Edge. And Barbara, give us your website, please.
TransparencyEdge.com.
All right. What do we find when we get there?
You will find wonderful resources there, as well as a free test that you can take to discover how transparent you are in your leadership. You'll get a little printout, and there are lots of resources there. Everyone should come on board today.
I hope you'll check it out, folks. It's just Transparency Edge, right? Not the.
Right.
TransparencyEdge.com. Check that out. And can they find out more about your book there?
Yes, and we're also coming out in paperback in July, so we're excited about that.
Good deal. That means it's a good book, folks. When they bring it out, it has a second life in a paperback. That means it was very successful as a hardback. So I'm glad I have my hardback, folks. And so you might want to try to get one of those before they go out of print. Barbara, I said something as we went to the break. I said, you know, if you're having trouble getting the grit to sort of straighten out an employee, even if you know they're not going to make it to the finish line with you, these people aren't going to, you know, going to evaporate when they leave you. They need to be productive in the rest of their life. They need to have be successful some way in the rest of their life. And if you send them off with just a namby-pamby reason for letting them go and not really give them anything to take with them, you're not helping them. And so Barb, my idea is that you should get the grit by saying to yourself, I'm going to invest a little bit of honesty in this person and tell them that I'm doing this for them, for their future. What do you think?
I have one gentleman who learned a very important lesson very early in his career. And let's call him Carl. He was a sales manager. He was hired on, and he had a salesman who did not have the skills to be successful. And yet Carl waited and waited and waited. Helped him a little bit, but the bottom line is, 1 year later, the gentleman sat across from Carl, and Carl said that he wept. And what he said was, Carl, you knew that I didn't have the skills to be successful in this job, and yet you let me stay for a whole year.
Wow.
Carl looked at me and he said, Barbara, every time I have tough news to deliver, he said, I never delay anymore because I know that's a part of my responsibility and I know that the other person deserves it.
He had an opportunity to not cost that guy a year of his life and he didn't do it.
That's right.
But he never made that mistake again, did he?
He never made that mistake again. But I also, for all your listeners out here, I want to share that in the research that Elizabeth and I have done of over 1,000 leaders, 91% said that they needed to improve in effectively handling team members whose behavior undermines teamwork.
I can believe that.
So 91% of us, a lot of us have trouble with this.
Well, Barbara, look, we schedule our time, we budget our meetings and our work, and we say, okay, I'm going to get this done this week, et cetera, et cetera. And there's never enough time to do that. How do you budget for this kind of brain damage? I mean, it's not something you want to do. You're not going to budget for it, but yet it has to be done.
Excuse me, these are the people in your organization. These are the people that are driving your success.
Yeah.
Schedule something else in place of developing your people. I don't think so. Not if you really want to be successful for the long haul.
Well, but it's one of those things, though, that's not it doesn't pop up on the radar screen automatically. I mean, it's just how do you start? How can you tell when the slacker is developing? I mean, typically that a light doesn't just come on and say, this person doesn't become this way immediately overnight. They, a lot of times this is an evolving situation. How do you start seeing the early signs?
This is a big commitment for a leader, but one that has a big, big payoff. It's not a one-time conversation. It is a one-time conversation with, okay, what are our goals for the next 2 weeks? And at the end of 2 weeks, we meet and we say, okay, are we more effective? Are we less effective? What are the barriers? What are the challenges? It might be a 45-minute conversation. You might be investing a lot of time in the beginning. But you'll begin to, people can change, Jim. I see this every day in my business. I know that there are people who are listening who used to be one way and now they're another way. And every person in their organization we talk about people turning on a dime. That's absolutely possible with a little encouragement and a little attention and a little specific goal. Sure, this can happen.
What if instead of waiting till something, somebody needs some negative tune-up, you're talking to your employees all the time? Is I think that's kind of what you were indicating. And even the really good performers, you're saying, okay, what can I do to help you get better? And so if you're having these regular meetings with everybody, it's just a matter of what can I do to help you get better because you're doing great or you're not doing so great, and what can I do to help you get better?
That's an absolutely great idea. You can't just give all this attention to the slackers and the underperformers. Even the people that are B+ are going to want to be A people. So, yes,
right.
They need time and attention, too. So
Barbara,
this is really a part of your job.
Give us your website one more time.
TransparencyEdge.com.
Will you come back again?
I would love to, Jim. You take care of everybody out there.
I will, and you say hello to Elizabeth.
I will. Have a good day.
Barbara Pagano.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.